This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
Derek J.
Hey, wow, we got the two of you together, I think, for the first time on Free Talk Live.
I think that's right.
What an unexpected surprise. This is so nice.
It's great. No, I'm glad. I'm glad that I could be here today. Packed house. It would be fun.
We do have a studio audience here tonight. Dave from Montana showed up at the doorstep this morning, woke me up, and it was a very pleasant wake up because I've never gotten to meet Dave. From Montana before. Longtime listeners will know him. Maybe we'll get him in here for like 5 minutes or something like that a little bit later on the show if one of you guys wants to step away.
That would be cool, yeah.
That'll be fun. But for now, he's just watching. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, I've seen the two of you on before together. Vin, you had Derek J. on your 15-hour-long epic broadcast from the Liberty Forum this year.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a cool episode.
And I thought it was such a great interview. I cut out the video from the long, you know, 7-hour chunk that it was a part of. I said, this needs to be its own interview and put it up. So it's there on the Victimless Crime Spree website and everything.
It's always easy to speak with someone who's as gregarious as Derek is because you don't have to do much. You know what I mean? You just sort of like start him going and
he's
then it's perfect.
Talking,
and then it's perfect.
Thanks. Well, at Liberty Forum, it's especially fun to just point, hey, you come over here. Right. You have 5 minutes? You're interesting. Because there's interesting people just walking all around. You couldn't even interview them all. Even
exactly.
In 15 hours.
No, you couldn't. So, there's some crazy news coming out of New Zealand. And, of course, our listeners who've been tuned in over the weekend, we talked about the horrific shootings that happened down there in detail. We talked about it on Friday night, initially after it had just happened, and then further, even more, Saturday. I mean, I don't want to belabor that point, but in case you didn't hear, there are at least 50 people who have died as a result of a psychopath callously just going and taking dozens of lives with multiple guns in what was mostly a mosque, but also outside of two mosques in New Zealand. Christchurch, I believe.
Christchurch, New Zealand, yeah.
So that's the name of the town? I was pretty confused about this.
It's like the second biggest city, I think, or it might be the biggest city in New Zealand.
I was like, how is a mosque called Christchurch? That doesn't make any sense. But that's not the name of the mosque.
No,
that's the name of the town.
Yeah.
What a weird name for a town.
Is it not the capital, Christchurch?
No, Wellington is the capital. But I think it might be the biggest city or the second biggest city. It's large for New Zealand. Yeah.
So it was horrifying. There was a video that the shooter produced because he put a GoPro mounted to whatever it was that he was wearing. And
that's an odd choice. Has this been done before in a mass shooting? Is this
the first one we've seen? Actually doing video recording?
Yeah.
I don't think so. It was weird because he live streamed it. I've been trying to sort of get my head around how he exactly did this. The footage that's out there, I've seen it, and I know we're going to talk about how in some places that might actually be
a crime
for me to have just admitted a crime of the fact that I've actually, watched this thing a couple of times. It's a historical event, man. I mean,
you're not a dealer. You just use the stuff.
Right, exactly. And it's very low resolution, which I found to be weird.
Yeah. Well, I was grateful, actually, that it was low resolution because watching something that horrifying in HD makes it that much worse.
It's hard to live stream anything in high res.
That's a good point.
Generally.
Yes. So that's pretty true. You got to assume he was using his phones. Mm-hmm. But then I wondered, was it his phone that he had on his head? Like, did he start live streaming?
That was a GoPro, apparently.
So how was he getting the video
to stream out
his phone.
I don't know.
Yeah, technically, how did it work?
I've been trying to figure that out for a minute.
Yeah,
like, I don't understand how he was doing that.
His video setup, very impressive.
Maybe you
this is something that should be emulated. All the rest of it, not. But the video setup, very, very good.
When you say it should be emulated, as far as here's how you should do live streaming of something safe and fun.
Yes. Yeah, live streaming of things is difficult to do. Like, however he achieved that technically was apparently very well done.
I'm just going
to
guess.
We need to learn his setup.
I'm just going to guess that, you know, given Bluetooth and, you know, that kind of technology, that maybe newer GoPros have the ability to cast to your phone and thereby get picked up to Facebook.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I don't know. It's a good question.
I think one of the weirdest and most surreal aspects of it was how much it resemble the first-person shooter.
Right.
It's even the fact of him, like, throwing guns down and then picking up magazines and putting them in and then throwing other guns down and opening doors. And the way he did it was very first-person shooter-esque. And I think that was done on purpose. From after reading the manifesto, this was a very, very weird thing that happened.
Did you read the whole manifesto?
No.
God, no.
It's 70-some pages.
Yeah, 74, supposedly.
I got through about half of it.
Really?
And started skimming, but it was like, it was odd how in-depth it was. And my question wasn't answered. He had a ton of Q&A questions that he goes through.
What was your question?
You know, like, what was your reason for doing this and who influenced you and all of this? But my question was, the whole manifesto is about replacement and his fear of being replaced, his feelings of that he's losing his culture and white heritage and that there won't be a future for white children. That's his angle. And he asks a bunch of Q&A about why he did this, but he doesn't answer, why don't I have kids? Like, why am I not trying to be the solution that I want to see? If you're worried about there not being enough kids in the future, why do you not try to be attractive to a woman and be a man and have a partner and raise a child, like raise a family?
That's a good point. It seems strange that someone who was worried about being replaced would do something that was only going to have two outcomes. Either he was going to die or he was going to be put in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Either one of those, he is not having children.
Right.
So that's a very weird, for someone who's concerned about there will be no world for white children, to take an act that will guarantee that, as you say, he's not part of the solution is a very weird, self-defeating sort of thing to do.
Yeah, shouldn't he be, you know, promoting sex without protection and people having lots of kids? But only for white people, you know, of course, if that's his thing. But he doesn't talk at all about procreation and that being the answer in his manifesto. He just, you know, he says it's important, but for other people. Like, why doesn't he do it? If he's so great and he's got the right ideas.
He's to be a murderer, apparently.
Yeah.
Right.
A psychopath with no empathy whatsoever for other human beings. I mean, the video was just absolutely horrifying, especially, you know, not just the initial shootings of the people in the mosque, but then further coming back in and shooting the bodies, shooting people on the ground purportedly to try to discern whether or not they were playing dead, perhaps, and then coming in at even closer range and putting bullets into their heads and chests. And it's something I would not have wanted to see in HD at all.
Now, of course, this is not justified. This action is horrible. Everyone agrees it's not good. Did you hear Milo Yiannopoulos explain, you know, he did a little bit of digging. Of course, he's like banned from the internet, so it's tough to find any of this stuff. Yeah. But he alleged that two Al-Qaeda people came from this mosque, that it was not just like a randomly chosen, like, oh my gosh, these poor people, they just got in the wrong place, wrong time. He was saying that this mosque in particular bred terrorists, like actual participated in, and he names them. Daryl Jones was the first one killed by a drone, and Christopher Havard are the two that he alleges came from this mosque.
Well, I mean, there could be hundreds of people that have gone through that mosque at any.
I don't know. It looked like a pretty small mosque to me. Like it was. It's pretty small.
It's not a mega church.
For there to be two guys that come out of it who, you know.
But even so, that still lumps in everybody else in the mosque
sure.
with the two alleged, you know, members of Al-Qaeda or whatever. So, I mean, there are probably 99% of the people there were good people. And just because somebody becomes a psychopath within your church or your mosque isn't, you know, that doesn't mean anything about the rest of the people who were there.
Of course not. It's right. just an interesting detail.
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever is on your mind. We're going to get into some very disturbing stories coming out of New Zealand after this horrifying attack. So we were just going to spend the first segment, the three of us, talking about how awful this was. And Ben, it sounds like you watched the video as I did as well. You know, it's one of those things that you wish you hadn't watched. But I kind of feel like I sort of have to be able to talk in an informed way about, at least as informed as I can be, not having actually been there, about what actually transpired. So Ian, Vin, and Derek in the studio here tonight. And coming up in 3 months from now, it's ForkFest 2019. The plans are already underway. Derek J., I happen to know that you and Stephen from AnyPay are going to be doing basically dance parties almost every night.
We want a nightclub. That was one of the things that the ForkFest event was lacking, you know,
last year, a
nightclub to hang out in. And we like nightclubs basically in every city that we live in. So if we're living in the woods for a week, we got to bring a nightclub.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. And, of course, Jay Noon, who's one of our Wednesday night co-hosts, has announced he's going to be hosting what's called Man Camp, which will be training people to do manly things like, you know, sculpting metal and things like that.
That was fun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And other folks might be in the planning stages of working on like food vending that they're going to be doing during ForkFest. So it's open to you. It's decentralized. You decide what happens at ForkFest. There's no central committee. There's no organizers. Now, that's not to say that an organized conference isn't fun too. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival, of course, follows ForkFest. So ForkFest is the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which Porcupine Freedom Festival is entering, I think, its 16th or 17th year, depending on how you count the years. And so ForkFest is coming into year number 3. So it's a pretty new event. We don't know how many people are going to attend, because we don't know how many people attended last year, because there are no tickets. So you just kind of got to get your campsite from Rogers Campground and then do whatever it is that you want there. So if there's something you want to see happen, then you need to make it happen. Otherwise, just come and hang out with other like-minded libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists from June 13th through the 18th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Again, June 13th through the 18th. Mark your calendars, and you can go to forkfest.party, which is where you can link over to a Telegram chat room where there's at least 50 people that are in that room. They're talking about, you know, what's happening. And then there's also the ForkFest forum where, you know, you can post a thread about a thing that you want to see happen or that you're going to make happen. And then other people can weigh in and maybe volunteer to help you. Because, again, it's all decentralized, so you got to figure it out. ForkFest.party. So here's the first disturbing headline out of New Zealand. This story from TheHill.com. Where a 22-year-old New Zealand man has reportedly been arrested for distributing video of an attack on Friday at two mosques in the country that left 50 people dead. ABC News reported Sunday that the man, who has not been identified by authorities, will be charged under the Films, Videos, and Publications Classification Act and is scheduled to appear in court this week. 28-year-old man has been charged in connection to the shootings at the mosques in Christchurch, in addition to the 50 who died, dozens more were injured. So apparently it's illegal, police said in a statement, it is illegal to, quote, distribute or possess an objectionable publication.
Hmm. Yeah, the possession thing is where it starts to get a little bit crazy. Like, this is where we start stepping into Orwellian dystopia. I tweeted this out with a tweet saying, this is the place that you do not want your culture to go. This is where someone
decides what's objectionable, you mean?
Where possession of certain material that the state has deemed objectionable is punishable as a crime, that they could throw you in prison for it. I mean, you're in Nazi Germany. You're in Soviet Russia. You're in Maoist China. Like, this is the place you don't want to go. And for it to be in New Zealand, and for people to be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, New Zealanders to be like, I think this is the move we should be making. Mm. For that to actually be there is a very dangerous. For me, this is one of the most dangerous things that I've seen.
Why? If that's their culture, if that's what they're into, why not leave them be? To restrict freedom for people to watch videos. That's what they like.
Well, I, I will tell you why, because the head of state of New Zealand is the Queen of England.
Okay.
So, you know, you say it's their culture, but what you're really talking about is New Zealand is part of the British Commonwealth. And so this is a broader something happening in New Zealand, something happening in Canada, something happening in Australia. These things do not, like the English world, the English-speaking world, you know, the culture swirls in between. This is a place that you don't want this to be an acceptable thing
if you care about
culture to do. If you care about the health of the next generation and people not being shipped off to gulags, people not being lined up and shot in the head, and you think, you know what? You think that what I'm saying, you think that, Vin, that's hyperbole? Yeah, well, the Nazis burned books.
Vin, it can't happen here.
Right, can't happen here. The Germans said the same thing. Why do you think all those Jews stuck around to end up getting put into boxcars? They all believed it couldn't happen there.
New Zealand's number one concern is making another Lord of the Rings movie. That's all they're worried about. This is going to hurt their movie industry. Because that now when people hear about New Zealand, that's all they're going to think of. I'm not going to make a movie there. They shoot up mosques. Yeah. Oh no. That's what they're going to be slapped with for the next 10 years. That's all we're going to think of. Mm. When I think about this irrelevant, you know, Pacific. But most people don't even know where New Zealand is.
No clue.
That's probably true.
It's this secluded island of no importance, and you know who cares that they're restricting their people's freedom?
Well, I mean, I care about the loss of freedom globally, but there's little that I can do about it.
If that's the culture there, then people who love freedom
should leave,
yeah. Because this is what those people value. That's
if only
their values.
It's so easy to just leave, though. I mean, if only
isn't it though?
I don't
well,
think
why
it is.
Not?
Well, generally, you have to get some sort of permission slip from the government in order to be able to leave the prison colony that you are a part of, that you were born into.
Mm.
And if you can't afford that, now, probably more people in New Zealand can afford it than, say, Kenya or, you know, some other place, yeah. Cameroon, some other place that people probably want to leave, where it won't take you years worth of working to just scrounge together enough money to buy a passport. Presuming that such a thing is even available. And if you can't get a passport, then you're talking about smuggling yourself out of the country. I mean, it's something that's possible, but it's not necessarily easy. And the
smuggling
average
yourself out, and then you're going to have to smuggle yourself in somewhere
else
because you don't have a passport.
Right.
But there's freedom on the internet, you know? So even if you...
Oh,
you
no, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
There's a story about that, too.
Yeah, but what about... So these places... New Zealand police sent this one guy who runs a website that hosted a video
Kiwi
and had a PDF.
Farm or
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
I've got
Kiwi
that.
Farms.
I've got that
and
back and forth.
They said you can't, you know, you got to take this down, right? So I guess we'll get into that. So
yeah,
he told him to go pound sand, basically.
Yeah, but
yeah, I have his statement here.
I've got that too.
Okay, did they arrest him?
No,
it's
not
impossible.
He lives in Florida. So he basically wrote back the cop and was like, "Yeah, screw you. I'm not going to give you any information."
Well, could it become an extraditable offense? That's the question.
Well, that's an interesting question. There's more coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here on Free Talk Live, your comments are welcome on the New Zealand or whatever's on your mind. It is Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence touched down in Omaha, Nebraska to survey flood damage and thank volunteers and emergency personnel. The flooding in the Midwest has killed at least four people and caused hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, on what can be done to help those folks out affected in Nebraska.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now.
While welcoming the president of Brazil to the White House, President Trump had some strong words for the president of Venezuela.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet.
A report out says prosecutors in Florida are willing to drop the prostitution charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft if he admits they would have been found guilty at the trial. This is USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste tastes good, and I'm so excited Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're here. We'll take your calls. Your thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got also the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And you don't have to talk about the New Zealand shooting, but that is definitely where I think all of us wanted to discuss here tonight was some of the insane news that is coming out of New Zealand. For people who care about freedom, it is under serious attack right now in New Zealand. We're going to get deeper into that coming up here with you in the studio, by the way. It's Ian.
And Ben.
Derek J.
Derek J's with us from AnyPay.global and their brand new website, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, which, as we've been pointing out here, is a great URL that you can send folks over to, and it will walk them through the super easy, brief process of getting set up from point zero, from scratch. You've never done anything with cryptocurrency before. How do you accept it at your local business that you own? You're the owner, the manager, perhaps, of a local establishment. You want to take Bitcoin. You want to take Dash or some of the other cryptocurrencies out there. How do you do it? You guys walk, handhold everybody through it over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Really, it's a tool for the people who want to spend Bitcoin because, let's face it, they're the ones who are really driving adoption. So if you are out there listening and you want to spend Bitcoin, you know where you spend money. Go talk to the business owners about this because they're not listening to this ad and hearing about, you know, so they're not going to go to do the work unless you ask them to. And then they'll be like, all right, how do I do it? HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Exactly. Now, of course, it helps if you actually live in a place like New Hampshire where you've got other people who might be doing the same thing. Right. So if you can combine your efforts with other people who also want to spend Bitcoin, then that'll make a business owner perk up and be very interested. But regardless, whatever your role is, you can go to AnyPay and they can help you take Bitcoin. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's super easy to get signed up. Username, password, you're into the system. And then you just put your crypto wallet addresses in the back end, load the app on your device. And it's now available for iOS, by the way. So it took a while. Apple's got this long, arduous approval process. You guys got through it. And so
we did the dance.
Your app is now available.
Yep. Very nice.
All right. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. As we continue, let's go to Ron calling us from New York on the Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So apparently Sam Cedar is seeking out the Libertarian nomination for president in 2020.
What a joke. Who's that?
So Sam Cedar, he's a he is a progressive talk show host who's a big Bernie-crat, and he actually re-uploads some of his segments onto YouTube, and he typically has all these clickbait titles about libertarians like, oh, progressive Bernie-crat owns Libertarian on air.
I've seen this guy.
He had a fight with Daryl W. Perry once on, I think Daryl was on Sam Cedar's show, if I recall correctly. And they went, you know, it was like a throwdown.
Wait, like a fist fight?
Not an actual fist fight.
Oh, okay.
Like,
I was about to say.
Over, like, they were not nice. It was not a cordial conversation at one point.
Awesome.
And we actually had this guy on Free Talk Live at one point, too.
Oh, really? How did that go?
You know, he's not a friend of freedom. I
so
can tell you that.
Why is he running for the Libertarian?
Good question, Ron. Yeah, why? Do you know?
I don't know. But I mean, I'll say this. Definitely sounds closer to a Libertarian than Gary Johnson or Bill Weld, but that's not saying much. But I guess he was also a character on Bob's Burgers.
What is that?
Really?
It's a cartoon.
Yeah. So he was the voice. He was the voice of a character, or he himself was a like the character was him, meaning he was as himself.
He voiced the character.
I see.
He voiced the character. Hmm. I guess a recurring character, and I guess he also made guest appearances on Sex in the City.
Yeah, I mean, he's not an unknown quantity. He's somewhat known in the world of politics in Hollywood, I guess. I mean, I couldn't tell you what he's done, but I'm aware that. Oh, I know how I became aware of him. He was one of the Air America hosts back in the day.
I remember
that.
Air America, yep.
Air America, for those listeners that don't know, it was this short-lived attempt.
Al Franken.
He was also, there were several.
Rachel
Maddow. Right. And all these shows are gone now. None of them exist anymore. It was an attempt at doing like a liberal talk network, basically, to provide talk radio content to lefty, progressive talk stations, of which there are very few remaining. And on this show, we're actually one of the shows that's on the remaining progressive talk stations.
All right.
So the failure of Air America actually left an opening for Free Talk Live, because it's sad if you're a programmer for these stations, because there's very little to choose from. There's literally less than a handful of programs that are branded as kind of progressive talk show programs, to where if I'm looking at a website for one of these progressive talk stations, almost all of them are running their shows twice a day, meaning that they only have about 12 hours of fresh content every day. And so Tom Hartman's running twice. Stephanie Miller's running twice. Wow. And so that's why there's room for Free Talk Live, because even though we're not progressive in the classic, you know, sense of the term, progressives will agree with us on a lot of things, you know, but not everything. But certainly more, they'll agree with us on more than they will with conservatives, right?
Oh, for sure.
Hey, caller, how relevant do you think a libertarian politician is?
How relevant?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Ron Paul proved himself to be pretty relevant, so, I mean, it depends. I mean, it depends on whether they're actually a libertarian or not, and, you know, how far they can, you know, stretch their message, because one of the things Ron Paul did really well was Ron Paul was able to essentially expand his message to people that weren't necessarily libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people that were hardcore liberal Democrats were Ron Paul supporters, mainly because they were like, oh, okay, this is what a libertarian is. You know, they have positions like not being opposed to foreign intervention, which I agree with. And a lot of people, you know, became libertarian because of, I mean, I'm pretty ashamed to say this, but I was actually a neocon when I was in high school, and then I started listening to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul was one of the people that brought me around to libertarianism.
Right on.
No, see, I think Ron did a bad thing. We need more Sam Cedar libertarians because that's the
You're
worst.
Trolling.
That's the no. Yeah. I'm serious because it's the worst we could get. It's the worst option possible that would still actually run as a libertarian and try and do the job. And it just shows that politicians are the worst people and always bring the worst in anyone.
Yeah,
in any group, you're going to find the worst.
Politicians are awful.
Right.
I mean,
so this is
sociopaths.
This is the libertarian candidate we deserve.
Well, I gotta disagree with you. I mean, I think that there's no doubt that Ron Paul has done a good thing, generally.
But Ron, in his speech at Anarchapulco, was just saying, give up. Don't do the politics thing. Forget it. I gave it the best shot anyone could give it.
Yeah, that's
and
real easy
worthless.
For him to say after pulling a paycheck for how many decades? For four decades?
Yeah, he's a real welfare queen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he made his money in politics.
Well, he paid his rent.
He was a successful doctor. Don't forget that.
I think it was ads for gold. Didn't he do radio ads for gold?
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But I do like your question about the relevance of a libertarian policy. They're not relevant.
God.
They're not. As much as we would all love for them to have, you know, been relevant, even the principled ones weren't relevant. So,
no.
Can you be a principled libertarian politician? That seems like an oxymoron to me.
I think you can. Yeah, I think we've had them here in New Hampshire.
I feel like they're totally missing the game. The politics game is a reality TV show.
Now,
it's supposed to be as entertaining
and
attention-grabbing as you can be, and the libertarians are a snooze fest. I mean, come on and get entertaining, people. Like, this Sam Cedar guy, at least he'll light a fire. You'll have some arguments. You'll have some people saying, you're not a real libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get some people talking about the principles. You know, that'll be fun. Maybe we'll even see a fist fight.
Well, it presumes that he'll get through the libertarian nomination process, and he'll be up against Furman Supreme.
Get Gerald W. Perry up on the candidates list.
I don't think he's going to be going back.
All right.
I'm pretty sure he's locked down and will not be able to run for. Yeah.
Okay.
His fiance is not going to let him participate in that, I suspect. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That said, there's no doubt that Ron Paul single-handedly brought countless people who weren't freedom-friendly initially through the ideas of freedom.
But he ran as a Republican.
That's true. The second and third times.
Yeah.
The more effective times.
Yeah, run on the better station.
More coming
better
up here.
TV show.
This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Films, Videos, and Publications Classification Act of 1993 apparently allows you to go to prison.
Is that the one that says, like, when you put in a VHS, FBI warning?
This is just New Zealand.
This is New Zealand specifically. Oh. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the New Zealand equivalent of the FBI is, but I suspect they have something like that. I pulled up the law here itself, but it's, as you might imagine, pretty exhaustive.
Yeah.
But according to the story that we just started over at thehill.com, and this is a short one, a 22-year-old man has been arrested in New Zealand, and Vin, you told me off the air that it's also happened to an 18-year-old.
Yeah, there's an 18-year-old. I can only assume he was arrested on the day of, and they've announced that, like, yeah, we have this 18-year-old in custody. Also not giving the name, which I find to be very interesting, that they're not giving the name of this individual as well. His was... I don't know if it's the same crime, but it was like inciting violent something. But it was very much thought crime like in the same way that this is. So I assumed it must be for sharing the video, because they were just droning on and on and on about if you share this video, if you even have possession of it, it's a crime.
Yeah. Which is insane, and that is basically saying that having evidence of a crime
is now a crime.
Hmm. So if you're the police, that's fine. You can have the evidence of the crime, no problem. It's okay if they have it. But if you have the evidence of the crime, well, now you are almost as bad as the original criminals, what they want you to believe. And that's a disturbing concept. Now, I don't know if New Zealand is one of those countries that proclaims a freedom of speech, but they sure as hell don't have it. If this is something that they do over there and how often they do it, I don't know. Man, this is like our first look into New Zealand news in, God, I don't remember the last story we covered out of New Zealand. So maybe this kind of, you know, thing is more common than we would otherwise think. Maybe this isn't unusual for New Zealand to go around arresting people with evidence of a violent crime.
I think, I don't know, man. I had a good friend of mine when I lived in L.A. who was a Kiwi. And it seems like they have a very, or had, a very, like, open kind of laissez-faire about, you know, that they were socially open, that they had a great deal of, like, freedom of speech. This is very weird, dude. I think this is something new.
Well, I don't know. I saw their prime minister woman.
Yeah.
She wore a hijab and then was, like, crying at the mosque and stuff. It was like, you know.
I think that's what these Commonwealth prime ministers do now. They like to play dress-up, like Trudeau in Canada. Like, there's this whole dress-up thing, mm-hmm. I think, with the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some creepy sounding stuff in here, Vin. I mean, this isn't new. This is 1993 when this particular law was passed, and they're talking about there are people apparently who are examiners of publications, including films, that, you know, they are labeling mandates, and then there's the classifications office that can make decisions about publications and notices of decision, applications for review. I mean, this is part 4, 5, 6. I mean, I can't even begin to scratch the surface of this exhaustive ordinance that has to do with having some bureaucrats decide what is and what is not okay to possess and to distribute in the country of New Zealand.
Do you think this is because they're Muslim? Like, do you think the New Zealand government is especially afraid of Muslims? Because they haven't pulled this law out for anyone else. This is like, hey, we don't want to have these Muslims in our country get upset, because then they might do something bad. You know, so we want to really put down any sort of, the government of New Zealand is overreacting to the degree where they're trying to say, like, Hey, don't put this video out. You know, it's going to make the Muslims upset. Let me wear this hijab and go cry in front of everyone and say, like, oh, we're with you, you know, to try and, like, make the Muslims not get angry.
Well, I'm sure that they have to have a sizable Muslim population, being as close as they are to, like, Indonesia, Malaysia. I'm sure that they have a lot. I would guess that that's probably where most of their Muslim immigration comes from, is probably because it's very close by. I mean, Indonesia is a huge country. I think it's the third or fourth most populous country in the world.
Yeah.
And it's all Muslim.
Right.
And I mean, I don't know. It's probably a lot longer than I think it is, but it's, you know, in terms of countries, New Zealand isn't close to many countries. It's close. It's the closest major country besides Australia. So
yeah, to my point, do you think that the government is afraid of what the Muslims will do, and so they're a little bit overreacting here? Like, because it's not just their nature. It's not part of their English culture heritage to be like, oh, you know, we always squash free speech. I mean, as is modern day England now, but that's not part of the English tradition. Is they, you know, fought for free speech and openness and free of exchange of ideas, and not imprisoning people for possessing a video of reality. You know, that's not part of their culture. And so this stands out as different to me, and I'm wondering if it's they're afraid of what Muslims will do in their country.
I think it's just, you know, status gonna state.
Yeah.
They've got this excuse.
Well, they gotta do something. Right? So this is how the government always works, is in response. They can't ever stop a thing in advance particularly effectively. I mean, look at the TSA. They suck at, by their own testing, detecting bomb making materials and things like that. It's all security theater. But then when something happens, then all of a sudden these politicians, they get to take to the podiums, they get to weep, and they get to talk about how important it is for them to crack down on semi-automatic rifles, and they're going to take the steps necessary to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Well, that's what the shooter said in his manifesto. He like laid out exactly what was going to happen afterwards, you know, and he said that he used the gun to start a discussion, but he could have done this any number of ways. You know, he could have used trucks the way that some of the Muslims in the other, like, European countries ran over a little girl. He could have used any method of explosives, of other kinds of things.
And he's acknowledging that he could have done these things, or are you saying?
He said it in the manifesto, and he's like, this is why I did it this way, is because they're going to overreact, and they're going to go grab the guns, and then that's going to inspire people who don't want them to grab the guns to rise up and say no.
And he wanted a civil war to come out of it.
It sounds like
Ultra war,
yeah. It sounds like he wanted the sleeping giants around us to be like, look, you got to stand up and do something. This is his vision of the world that he writes about in his manifesto. And then, of course, they say, like, oh, we can't have the manifesto, and Facebook is pulling it down and blocking people, banning them, you know, if they post it. So it's like, I mean, are we supposed to see this stuff and analyze what's going on in the world, or is Facebook going to be our mommy and daddy that lets us know what...
The latter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Get on Facebook. Yeah. It sucks. So I'm looking at one, just clicking in on one part of this law, this 1993 Act, Section 107, Inspector may seize publications. And then there's several parts to this, basically saying that if the inspector believes that no label has issued under this act in respect of a film in question, so I guess there's certain labeling, you know, approvals and kind of like the, you know, the Motion Picture Association had their ratings. Yeah. This is a government mandated rating system that if it's not, you know, properly labeled or whatever, the inspector may seize the film and any cassette case or other container in or on which that film is kept or offered for public supply.
Cassette case.
Further, they can inspect and seize any publication that is not that is considered restricted. Now, what you know?
What does that mean?
I haven't yet found those restricted. You know, there's going to be some sort of you know laundry list of things that are restricted. But further, anybody who's publicly displaying even a poster advertising this film. So a poster advertising the film, or any advertising poster,
this is nuts.
Related to one of these unapproved things, the inspector may seize the poster and deliver it to the secretary.
I couldn't write a more ridiculous law for a movie. Like, I don't think anyone would believe that in a fiction.
Wait, so one poster, the inspector's going to seize the poster and that seems like a waste. Deliver it to the secretary. Oh,
well, whoever that is, secretary of whoever, probably to do an investigation and find out, you know, who owns the poster.
They got a poster.
Right, yeah. So then they can go and arrest that person and teach everyone a lesson about how you don't put media out without government approval in New Zealand. So, I mean, this is old stuff. The question is, how often is this enforced?
I would say next to never,
but you don't know.
I don't.
You want to believe that it's next to never because, I mean, if you look at the world rankings of most free countries, New Zealand's usually higher than the United States on those rankings, like significantly so.
Yeah.
But there's some real problems over there. And one of the things with New Zealand is, as I understand, after I researched, you know, what countries could I move to years ago. And one of the downsides or upsides of New Zealand is they don't have a constitution. So whoever it is gets in charge of New Zealand can basically mold the government to whatever they want it to be without any kind of overarching rules. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.